Well, praise the Lord Jesus. This is Steve Clark, and this is the Daily Inspiration. I hope these last few days reading through the booklet, Christ the Most Excellent Standard, is doing in you what I have been praying and hoping it would, drawing you closer to Christ, making you more like Him. If that would be reality for those who call in and listen, this would be a very successful week of daily inspiration. So I hope that that's what it's doing in you. And today we're going to read two sections, one called A Most Excellent Death, and the other A Most Excellent Reward. And the Bible text again is Philippians chapter 3. And I will start here by reading two verses, verses 10 and 11. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. And that's the phrase we're going to be reading about here first, being made conformable unto His death. Verse 11, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. And that's the reward that we'll be reading about. So I'll start reading here in this booklet. The booklet I'm reading from this week is Christ the Most Excellent Standard, and it was a message Brother Denny Keniston preached in 2003, and then it was transcribed into this booklet in 2006. And if you want a copy of the booklet, we'd be happy to send it to you. Just leave a voicemail on our voicemail after this this message here, and you can do that by pressing 099 on your phone when it comes to the main menu there. All right, so this is A Most Excellent Death. We're going deeper now. A most excellent death, being made conformable unto His death. That sounds like martyrdom. That sounds like the spirit of a martyr. That sounds like a man who has fallen into the ground and died, and therefore he's no longer abiding alone. Maybe you abide alone. Maybe you're a fruitless Christian. You wonder why you've never won a soul to Jesus Christ in all your days. You need to fall into the ground and die. I do believe it has practical, everyday applications, but I believe Paul was looking further than that when he longed for the confirmation to Christ's death. I believe he was one of those who thought, oh, if I could die for my Lord, if I could die the way my Lord died, if I could go through the suffering and begin to sense some of the things the Lord sensed, I want that. And guess what? He did just that. They didn't hang Him on a cross, but He died alone. He died a failure. We read that in 2 Timothy, reading between the lines. He died alone. Everybody forsook Him. He died a failure. Sounds like somebody else you know. He died having been forsaken by so many. But look at the fruit of this man's life. There it is. Somehow he saw those things, and he said, Lord, I want that. Would you let me die like you? Would you let me be conformed unto your death? Well, then he goes on, and this is a most excellent reward. Ah, beautiful. Yes, it's true. Someday there's going to be a most excellent reward. We get a few little blessings here, this side of glory, but the day will come when the rewards will flow like nothing you could ever or even imagine. And what is that reward? If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now there again we think, what is he talking about? He's a Christian. He's been born again. He's going to be resurrected someday. Ah, but my friend, only if he's faithful to walk with God all his days, only if he's faithful, listen to what he says, if by any means. I studied that little phrase, and it means every means. I will exercise every means of grace that I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Paul was looking ahead to glory. Paul was looking ahead to heaven. Paul was looking ahead to a new body, to a Christ who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Paul was looking forward to the day when he would get a new body and a full inheritance in Christ Jesus. That is a most excellent reward. That is something worth striving for. This stuff down here in this world will not mean anything. Think about a man in a motorhome. He's in the captain's chair, and then into a lawn chair, and back into the captain's chair, and back into the lawn chair. I saw a man rolling down the road in his big motorhome. Then I looked at heaven for a moment, and I thought, peanuts. Driving around in a peanut when you could have a mansion in glory someday. Now that's ludicrous. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we have been affected and infected by the spirit of this age. Somehow we think we can have heaven down here and then heaven over there also. It doesn't work that way, my friend. A most excellent reward, though, is coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is coming. It'll be worth it all then. And you will... Are you willing to pay the price? Oh, I know you were born again back there. It was beautiful, I know. But how is it today? How is it now? How is it now, young man? All right, well, that's the end of those two little sections here. So he talks about this most excellent reward that that he's going to be, or that people will... who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. That most excellent reward, being with Christ for all eternity. Well, I've mentioned this before, but Brother Denny passed away here just, it was July 4th, so he is experiencing that reward that he wrote about, or that he preached about here in this message. So praise God. Well, he also mentioned here that, you know, people like to live, how does he put it? Let's see if I can find it here real quick. Somehow we think we can have heaven down here and then heaven over there also. It doesn't work that way, my friend. I was thinking of that. I know I heard a message years ago, and it was on the rich man and Lazarus out of Luke chapter 16. And I think you probably know the story. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. That's verse 19. Now, think about that. This rich man had nice clothes. He fared sumptuously every day. Plenty of everything. And that's this rich man that's here in Luke chapter 16. And then the next verse says, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. So we have quite a comparison there. We have a man that's faring sumptuously every day, and then we have a beggar that is full of sores and laying at the gate of this rich man. And you know the story how he fed the beggar with some crumbs that fell from his table sometimes, but the beggar was a believer in God, and he went to heaven, and the rich man then went to a place of suffering. And the message that I heard years ago was that very point, was that we want to be like that. Most Americans or most people want to be like the rich man here on the earth, but we want to be like the beggar in heaven. We want to be able to make it to heaven, but we want to live like the rich man on earth. And it's really, it's not that way. If we are living for ourselves and living for the pleasures of this life and living for all those things, it's not going to go well for us. We need to be living for the Lord Jesus Christ, and maybe that'll be in a poor state somehow, or in a poor condition, or maybe it'll be, it doesn't necessarily mean that all poor people go to heaven, and that's not the point of this story, in Luke chapter 16 by any means, but it is something to think about, and that we need to be living. Well, I think it boils down to this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those two commandments. It's really very simple. If we're loving God with all our heart, we're not going to be trying to please ourselves in all these different ways. We're going to be trying to please Him, and we also love our neighbor as ourselves, and we're living for others instead of living for ourselves. And that's what true Christianity is loving God with all our heart and loving our neighbor as ourselves. So God bless you today. I want to remind you that the Saturday morning Bible study, it's a live Bible study that we record. Well, it's recorded, but it's also live. But to listen to that Bible study, you can call 1-218-862-1300. That's 1-218-862-1300. And the bridge number or the ID number is 525-819. And that's at 7:30 in the morning, each Saturday morning, and that's Eastern time. And it's that's usually about a 45-minute or an hour Bible study, or the whole thing is that, but it's usually about 45-minute Bible study, and then there's interaction where the lines are open. You can make comments and hear other people's comments. So I just encourage you to do that, to listen to the Saturday morning Bible study. All right, God bless you. Thanks for calling in.